Welcome back to Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast, where we remember and celebrate all things and everything classic TV. Today's episode comes as a request from one of our listeners, one of our followers, and we thank you very much for making that request. We always enjoy fulfilling those. And the timing could not be more perfect to cover this TV series. Today, we're going to take a look at Too Close for Comfort, which aired both on ABC and then later in syndication from 1980 to 1986. And interestingly enough, we met some of the cast of Too Close for Comfort at the Hollywood show back in September. So we definitely can't wait to share that part with you all as well. Of course, Too Close for Comfort starred Ted Knight, probably best known as Ted Baxter over on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Ted Knight had another TV series about a year after the Mary Tyler Moore Show ended called The Ted Knight Show. It was very short-lived. It ran from April 8th, 1978 until May 13th, 1978. It ran on Saturday nights like the Mary Tyler Moore Show did over on CBS. Basically, it's about an escort service in New York City. And Ted Knight portrayed Roger Dennis. He was the one who was over the escort service. It was called Dennis Escorts. It was a strictly high-class outfit located in Manhattan in an apartment building. I've never seen the Ted Knight show before, but he did want to, you know, jump into another TV series after the Mary Tyler Moore Show ended. I think one reason why he wanted to end the series, I think one reason why he wanted to do another series again so quickly was because despite the success of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and the success of Ted Baxter and the fact that Ted Knight won an Emmy, he won at least one Emmy for his portrayal of Ted Baxter, maybe two, he always had concerns that he was never taken seriously. He always had concerns that people thought that he was like Ted Baxter, and that bothered him. You know, that was something that he struggled with really for most of the run of the show. So he wanted to jump back into another TV series and show that he was not like Ted Baxter. So that's one reason why I think he wanted to go ahead and return to a weekly TV series as soon as possible. But thankfully, Too Close for Comfort came along 2 years later. It was actually based on Keep It in the Family. That's a British sitcom, an 80s British sitcom. And I remember still, because I was excited about, you know, Ted Knight coming back to TV. He'd just been on The Love Boat with Gavin McLeod. Around the same time, 1980. The episode is probably, I think it's on YouTube. It was a two-hour-long episode. It was the season opener for the 1980-81 season. And he and Gavin McLeod were back together again. And Ted Knight portrayed a captain of a rival ship. You know, Captain Stubing, of course, you know, had his ship. And then Ted Knight played a guy who had his ship, and the two were rivals, and they didn't like each other. It was a really good episode, and of course, a great Mary Tyler Moore Show reunion. But I remember around the same time, there were these promos over on ABC about Too Close for Comfort. And they were showing, you know, John Ritter, who was, of course, on Three's Company, and Ted Knight, because Too Close for Comfort was going to be airing after Three's Company on Tuesday nights, and they were in these promos, and you know, John Ritter was talking about, you know, Three's Company coming back and all this, and then Ted Knight pops up and he's, you know, saying something along the lines of, "We're gonna be right after you, John Ritter. We're gonna come after you, John Ritter." And so I was excited then, you know, just seeing the promos for the new show. Of course, Too Close for Comfort basically is about Henry Rush. He's a work-at-home cartoonist. He works for Cosmic Cow. That's the name of his comic strip, Cosmic Cow. And they live in San Francisco. And when we visited San Francisco 2 years ago, we actually went by the house where they filmed the outside of Too Close for Comfort. You know, when they're, you know, doing the theme song and you see the house and everything, we actually went by to see that It was so exciting to see that for the first time. We were both so excited. But basically, Henry, you know, he is a, like I said, work-at-home cartoonist. He's married to Muriel. Muriel is portrayed by Nancy Dussault. And speaking of Nancy Dussault, Good Morning America made its debut this week 50 years ago, also on ABC. And she was the first, one of the first hosts of that show, along with David Hartman. She was on the show, I think, for the first 2 years. And so just wanted to mention that as well, that we remember her from Good Morning America in its early, early days. But Muriel had been a lead singer in a band years before, and at this point, she was a freelance photographer. Very, you know, independent, you know, very fun-loving, very understanding, you know, very pretty. And they had these two adult daughters, Jackie and Sarah. Jackie was portrayed by Deborah Van Valkenburgh. And Sarah was portrayed by Lydia Cornell. Jackie was the really pretty brunette who worked at the bank. Sarah was a college student. And it's funny because people have asked us, and we've talked about it too, well, which one of you is Jackie? Which one of you is Sarah? Well, to be honest, there's a little bit of Sarah in both of us, and there's also a little bit of Jackie in both of us. So I would have to say that we aren't like either one. We're a definite combination of the two girls. So anyway, you know, they're, you know, all living together, and it starts to get a little bit kind of crowded, you know, now that the girls are adults. And so they talk, you know, their parents into moving downstairs. You know, they have a San Francisco two flat, and they decide to move downstairs. They want to move downstairs. Their previous tenant had passed away. I can't think of his name. It's here in the notes somewhere. But he'd passed away. And so the girls were like, hey, you know, can we move downstairs? You know, and so they were, you know, Henry, of course, had his, you know, he was like, well, you know, you're going to have to pay rent. You know, you're not going to live down there for nothing. Rafkin, that's right, Rafkin. That was the name of their downstairs neighbor. I can't think of his first name, but his first name was Rafkin. Last name was Rafkin, rather. And so, you know, he's, you know, pretty much like, you know, well, you know, he and Muriel had their reservations about the girls moving downstairs. They didn't really want them to move too far away at the same time. So they kind of were like, well, at least we can keep an eye on them and watch what they're doing. And that's where the show, the title, Too Close for Comfort, comes from. Because, first of all, the house, you know, was crowded with all four of them still living together. But even when the girls did move downstairs, Henry in particular was still a very overprotective yet loving father. You know, when Sarah and Jackie had dates, you know, he wanted to meet, you know, their dates. He wanted to meet their boyfriends. He wanted to know what was going on with Jackie at the bank, what was happening with Sarah in college. He was still around a lot. The girls did have privacy, but then again, they did not have privacy at the same time. So it made for a lot of really funny situations, a lot of really funny episodes. At one point, the girls did move out. They moved across the bay to Oakland. But, you know, didn't work out so well for them because, you know, they were living in an area that was, you know, a lot of crime. The water was bad. Sirens, you know, 24 hours a day. But, you know, like I said, there were a lot of really funny, you know, situations, a lot of funny episodes that took place. And so it really, like I said, was a funny, entertaining show right from the very beginning. I watched it from the very first night. It made its debut. It was actually late because that was the year of the big actor strike. So it should have debuted that September. But it didn't make its debut until November 11th of 1980. But from the very first episode, I really liked the show. You know, it showed everyone, like I said, you know, living together, and they were like pretty much stumbling over each other. Jackie and Sarah are always bickering about something. And then it showed them, you know, asking to move downstairs. and, you know, Mario and Henry's reservations about that. And then showed them moving downstairs, and it showed them, like I say, you know, having a big party and, you know, waking their folks up, especially Henry. It was a very good episode. Great pilot episode for the series. And of course, the show was very successful. It was a top 10 TV series. And like I said, there was just a lot going on, you know, lots of funny stuff, you know, happening with these two independent daughters. And like I said, with, you know, Henry, you know, always, you know, butting in, and Muriel trying to, you know, be the peacemaker and being, you know, pretty much neutral about the whole thing. There was a lot of good stuff, like I said, that, you know, took place throughout the run of the show. And then who could forget Monroe? Sarah's college friend, Monroe, portrayed by Jim J. Bullock. Now, Monroe was supposed to only be in one episode of the show. However, he connected with viewers so well until they decided to make him a regular part of the show, a regular cast member. And his name was Ficus. I was trying to find Monroe's last name here. Monroe Ficus. So, he, like I said, was a very funny part of the show. He and Ted Knight had great chemistry, you know. A lot of the episodes, especially as time went on, focused around, you know, Henry and Monroe. Monroe definitely got on his nerves a lot, but he liked him at the same time. They had a father-son type relationship. And like I said, it was, like I said, lots of, like I say, stuff happening, you know, going on. You know, Sarah at one point became a weather girl at the local TV station. Jackie got engaged to a policeman named Brad. And then also we got to see Muriel's mother, Iris, portrayed by the legendary Audrey Meadows, best known as Alice from The Honeymooners, of course, an Emmy-winning role for her. And I must say, I always loved when Iris came around. Henry and Iris bickered all the time. But there were moments, there were those rare times when they did show that they really did like each other. You know, the one thing they had in common was their love for Muriel. And so there were those times when they, you know, like I said, but, you know, the true colors actually came out, and you got to see that Iris and Henry did not dislike each other as much as we thought that they did, or as much as they, you know, claimed to not like each other. So those were always really fun episodes when Iris was around. And at one point, actually, Audrey Meadows became a cast member of the show. So she was around a lot. I think she moved to San Francisco for a while. So that definitely was another really good thing to have Iris around even more. And then also at one point, Henry's niece showed up, April. April was portrayed by Dina Freeman. And April was kind of like a hippie, free spirit. She and the girls got along really well, like sisters. And of course, you know, she and Monroe got along really well as well. So she came from Delaware. And she stayed with the family for a year. And the ratings, like I said, were definitely not bad. I mean, at one point, Too Close for Comfort was a top 10 TV series. And yes, in addition to our notes here, we also have our book here as well that I've been using regularly. But let me look for the ratings for Too Close for Comfort. Because this book, like I said, such of a great encyclopedia of all things TV. Sorry, the page is turning kind of loudly there. It has the ratings as well for, you know, each weekly series. It has the TV schedules here. It's got who won Emmys, you know, for each particular. It's an amazing book. It is if you love classic TV like we do, this book is a must-have. But for the first season of Too Close for Comfort, the 1980-81 season, it finished at number 15, tying with Happy Days, which is really not bad. The second season, the 1981-1982 season, it was at number 8, tied with the Dukes of Hazzard. And then, number 6, tying with the Dukes of Hazzard. So it was a top 10 TV series at one point. And also it was during the 1981-1982 TV season that we found out that Muriel was pregnant. Now, in the beginning, you know, because Henry and Muriel, they're middle-aged, and they were, you know, kind of like, do we want to, you know, go through having a, you know, starting all over again, having another, you know, child, having a baby? Do we really want to do this again? Are we really prepared for that? So they decided that, yes, they were. And of course, their daughters were both really on board with it. They were very excited about, you know, having another sibling. So they decide to go ahead and let's do it. Let's be parents again. And then during the 1982-1983 season, this really hits close to home because, and I'm going to give her age away, but I'm doing it for a good reason. During the fall of 1982, Muriel gave birth to a son named Andrew. And the funny thing is that when she went into labor, nobody was around except for Monroe. Monroe popped up. And so he had to take Muriel to the hospital on the back of his motorcycle. And our mom had just given birth to my sister about probably 2 weeks before. And so she was very engrossed in watching this. She was very engrossed in the whole Muriel being pregnant storyline anyway, because she was pregnant as well. And so when we were watching the show and we saw, you know, Monroe and Muriel speeding through the streets of San Francisco to get her to the hospital. She was very, very caught up in that episode. Our mom didn't really watch Too Close for Comfort a whole lot, but she loved the theme song. That was another one of those TV shows about her where she would be there religiously week after week to hear the theme song. And then she'd disappear and go do something else for the rest of the show. But that was one night that she watched it straight through. And of course, it was such a big deal in TV that Ted Knight and Nancy Dessau and the little baby who portrayed Andrew made the cover of People Magazine. It was the October the 4th issue of People Magazine. That's just how big it was. I remember, I think we bought that issue, as a matter of fact. So it was really a big deal about, you know, Muriel and Henry becoming parents again. But in the fall of 1982 as well, well, let me get to this part first. A running gag throughout the series was Henry's wardrobe, which consisted of wearing college sweatshirts. And all of a sudden, you know, the show was so popular and everything, doing so well in the ratings, that there were actually, you know, college students that began to send in shirts from their schools, their respective schools, to Ted Knight to wear on the show. There were actually 107 schools that were represented throughout the run of the show. And Oregon State University and Northwestern University tied for the most appearances in regard to their sweatshirts. So that was something that was always really, you know, exciting for college kids watching the show. Well, which school is Henry going to wear a sweatshirt of this time? So that was something that was, like I said, really a running gag. And of course, Ted Knight enjoyed doing it. He enjoyed being a part of it, you know, wearing the sweatshirts and everything. And speaking of Ted Knight, I must say from a personal standpoint, a personal, you know, my personal opinion, it was nice to see Ted Knight have a successful TV series again. One where his character was not so goofy. Because we all know Ted Baxter was... he was a goofball, you know, he was bumbling and he was not the sharpest tool in the toolbox. And like I said, Ted Knight was, you know, disturbed by that, you know, for the run of the series. So it was really nice to see him portray a character that was not like that. Henry Rush was definitely a smart guy. He was level-headed. He was not like Ted Baxter at all. So it was really nice to see him in that kind of a part, in that kind of a role on a TV series, a successful TV series. And no doubt that did a lot for Ted Knight as well as an actor. And he felt that he could finally be seen as a character that was smart, that was not, you know, a clown or a joke, the butt of everybody's jokes anymore, because Henry Rush was definitely not one of those types of characters. So I was always really glad that he had that opportunity to be able to be Henry Rush. Now, in the fall of 1982, after the birth of Andrew, well, actually before the birth of Andrew, but it was around the same time when Andrew was born, that ABC decided to move the series from Tuesday nights, where it was doing so well, to Thursday nights. Now, I don't know why they chose to do this. I have no idea. But I'm going to try and pull up that schedule and see exactly what was on that same time. over on Thursday nights. Here we are, 1982. Tuesday nights, of course, I mean, that was just, I mean, you had, you know, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company. I mean, that was a very definitively successful lineup for any TV show to be a part of. But on Thursday nights, you had Joni Loves Chachi, Star of the Family. I don't even remember Star of the Family. And then Too Close for Comfort, It Takes Two, which I loved It Takes Two. That was a great show. You know, we did an episode about it a couple of years ago. That show should have had a much longer run than it did. Starred Patty Duke, Richard Crenna, Helen Hunt, Anthony Edwards. Great TV series. And then 2020 rounded out the night. But it Too Close for Comfort, it just really didn't fit. I mean, if they were going to move Too Close for Comfort to Thursday nights, it should have been the lead-in. Instead of Joni Loves Chachi being the lead-in, Too Close for Comfort should have been the lead-in. And when they made this decision to move it to Thursday nights, the ratings fell dramatically, very, very quickly. We were still watching it, of course, but the ratings really, really did plummet. Like I said, it finished out the 1981-82 season at number 6 in the top 10. And by the end of the 1982-83 season, it finished at number 38. And here's the thing that I still don't understand. I didn't understand it back then. I don't understand it now. ABC decided to cancel the show. And I'm kind of like, y'all are the ones that put them on Thursday nights after Star of the Family and Joni Loves Chachi. I mean, and yet you want to cancel the show. Why not put it back on its regular Tuesday nights? Instead of canceling it, I did not get that. I was really ticked off when that happened. I did not get it. Still don't get it. Y'all made the decision to move them to Thursday nights and you canceled the show? That just made no sense to me at all. By the way, I just mentioned about our mom and the theme song. The actual theme song was composed by and performed by Johnny Mandel, by the way. But yeah, I don't understand why they did that. Thankfully, it got a new run in syndication beginning in April of 1984. At that point, 23 new episodes were broadcast for the show's fourth season. You know, same cast, no changes at all. The ratings improved in syndication. And as a result, Metro Media ordered an additional 30 episodes, which aired through November of 1985. Now, here's the part I'm embarrassed to mention. I didn't know it was in syndication for about probably 6 months to a year. I thought it was just off the air. I thought it was just over when ABC canceled it. I ran across it one day by accident. I had no idea it had moved over to syndication. So when I ran across it one day, I was just like very, very surprised, pleasantly surprised, of course, but I was shocked because I did not know that it had been picked up in syndication. But of course, everything was still the same. Jackie, by that point, had become a fashion designer. I think she left the bank, or she might have still been working there part-time. But she wanted to be a fashion designer, and so she developed a fashion, her own clothing line, her own fashion line. Jacqueline Rush, I can't think of the name of it, but she named it Jacqueline Rush after herself, used her full name. And she became, like I said, you know, had her own fashion line, and that was really her focus. I think she left the bank by this point. Or she might have been still working at the bank until her clothing line got off the ground. That would have been something Jackie definitely would have done. Jackie was pretty level-headed. Sarah, very sweet girl, but she was kind of, you know, on the kind of goofy side, but in a very endearing, sweet way. And of course, Lydia Cornell became a big sex symbol during the run of the show. You know, she definitely was the hot sister, although I thought Jackie was super pretty too. You know, and that was something that they, you know, addressed on the show. You know, Sarah got all the boyfriends. Sarah had more boyfriends than Jackie. All the guys, you know, went for Sarah more than Jackie. Although Jackie had her boyfriends as well when she had dates. But, you know, Lydia Cornell, like I said, definitely became a sex symbol during the run of the show. And I remember reading some years ago that at one point in time, a kind of, you know, during a very brief period, there was a little bit of friction between Ted Knight and Lydia Cornell, not because of her sex symbol status, But she was new to acting. And sometimes she kind of had trouble, you know, with her lines and kind of, you know, learning the job of acting, especially on a weekly series, which is already demanding work. And so sometimes he got a little bit irritated with Lydia. And they had a kind of complicated relationship at times. It passed. But there were times when they kind of butted heads during the course of the show because he was, you know, Ted Knight, a veteran actor. Ted Knight had done voiceover work for years. He had made appearances in TV shows like The Fugitive and Gomer Pyle. He had a very, very brief role or brief cameo in Psycho, I believe. So he had a very long career. He was used to acting. Lydia was not, you know, this was all new for her because, like I said, this was her first weekly series and she was trying to learn all the ins and outs of doing a weekly series. And so, like I said, Ted became irritated with her. But I remember reading that Audrey Meadows came to her defense one day and, you know, told Ted, you know, you'll leave the girl alone. You know, you need to kind of work with her and help her learn the job, instead of being so irritated with her. And that was a turning point in their relationship. And of course, Lydia Cornell has nothing but very loving and fond things to say about Ted Knight today, despite the fact that they had that little bit of a rough patch in their professional relationship. Now, in the fall of 1985, more changes were made. They changed the series title to The Ted Knight Show. I'm not sure why they did that, but they did. And then this was the thing that really irritated me. Well, I'll get to that in a bit. Henry retires from Cosmic Cow, and he, Muriel and Andrew, and Monroe, because Monroe was living like in their attic at one point. He had moved, he becomes such a big part of the show, and so close to the Rushes, he moved into their attic. But they all moved to Marin County, and he decides to buy a share of a local newspaper, and he becomes its editor. He has 40%, 49% of the paper. Meanwhile, Hope Stenson has 51%. She was portrayed by Pat Carroll. She owned the majority of the newspaper. And, of course, she and Henry definitely had their differences about running the paper. But they had a good relationship, a good working relationship. But they definitely, you know, had their times where they butted heads. They redid the theme song. They made it a little bit more kind of mellow, kind of, I guess, fit the changes. Beautiful theme song, I thought, in that particular season. I always liked the original, but the new one that they got was really, really beautiful. They hired a live-in nanny, portrayed by Lisa Antill, and she and Monroe dated from time to time. Her name was Lisa. And this is the part that I really didn't like. They dropped Jackie and Sarah and Iris from the retooled show. Now, why they did that, I have no idea. I thought the girls left voluntarily until I read differently years later that they were dropped from the show. Really wasn't explained in very definitive detail what happened to them. I mean, I guess they still stayed in San Francisco. I guess they still stayed in the apartment. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm assuming, you know, Jackie was a success with her clothing line. And Sarah finished college. She was studying communications. And I'm assuming they both got married. But it was never explored or discussed what happened to the girls. I was really disappointed when they dropped them, you know. You know, being us being two sisters, I was like, how can you have the two sisters not be a part of the show? But the ratings actually, despite the fact that they were dropped from the show, the episodes for the Ted Knight Show, the ratings were still good. And it was going to be renewed for the 1986-87 season. Sadly, by this point, Ted Knight had become ill. He was battling colon cancer. It had been diagnosed some years before, but he was still working and he was still, you know, and I admire him for that tremendously. You know, he was still working and he was still, you know, living his life and still committed to the show and his career, despite the fact that he was battling cancer. And if you look at some of the latter episodes from the 1985-86 season of The Ted Knight Show or Too Close for Comfort, you could tell that he was ill. You could look at him and tell that he was not well. Sadly, like I said, they were going to bring the show back for the 1986-87 season because it did well in syndication in its, you know, that first, it did well with the retooled series, I'm trying to say. The ratings still, like I said, were, you know, enough, good enough to where, like I said, it was going to be, it had been renewed. But sadly, Ted Knight passed away on August the 26th, 1986. He was 62 years old. And I remember hearing about Ted Knight's passing. It was right before The Young and the Restless. It was the summer, of course, and I was getting ready to start my sophomore year of high school in a couple of days, actually. And I was so sad to hear that he'd passed away. I was very, very, very saddened to hear about his passing. Because I liked Ted Knight. I liked him on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Liked him on Too Close for Comfort. He was just a good actor. He was a good actor. He's one of my favorites. And I was so sad to hear that he passed away. And, of course, his Mary Tyler Moore Show castmates were in attendance at his funeral, as well as his Too Close for Comfort castmates as well. And like I said, he was a very funny man, a very good actor, one of my favorites. Of course, the 10 remaining first run episodes, I'm trying to follow along with what they're saying here. It says here that there were some TV episodes that were produced for the 86-87 season. There were about 10 episodes. And they were broadcast from September of 1986 until February 1987. And that's when the series actually came to an end in 1987. February 1987, that was when the last episode aired. And, of course, the entire series is available on DVD. I'm not sure about Blu-ray, probably so. It also is streaming, I think, on Peacock as well. And it comes on Antenna TV. I know it's on Sundays. I'm not sure about the other days of the week, but I saw it this past Sunday. They showed two episodes in the morning. And of course, the Ted Knight Show, what I'm trying to say is, it's kind of hard to verbalize all this part, but they packaged the Marin County episodes of the Ted Knight Show. They packaged it together with Too Close for Comfort, and so it's all under the Too Close for Comfort banner. When it's in its DVD release, and same thing with its, you know, when it's on Antenna TV, and they get to the fall of 1985, the intro does not show the Ted Knight Show. It shows Too Close for Comfort. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry I stumbled over that and bungled that. But that's what I'm that's what I'm trying to say. That so when you get to that point in the series, you're not going to see the Ted Knight Show in the opening credits like we did in the fall of 85 and, you know, through 86 and then into 87. You're going to see Too Close for Comfort instead. Now for our Hollywood show experience, by the way. And also ABC aired reruns of Too Close for Comfort weekday mornings from June to September of 1983, which I remember watching those during the summer. But yes, the Hollywood show, we went to the Hollywood show in September, and Deborah Van Valkenburg, Jim J. Bullock, and Lydia Cornell were all present. Now, Nancy Dussault was still with us, by the way. She wasn't with them at the Hollywood show, but she is still alive and well. And they were all at the Hollywood show, and we were so excited to meet them. The two sisters meeting the two sisters and Monroe. And they were very, very friendly. Lydia, adorable. Really sweet, sweet lady. Jim J. Bullock, very festive, very outgoing, very funny. You just can't help but love him. Deborah, her hair is white now. She looks gorgeous with it. She has this long, gorgeous white hair, and she wears glasses. She's absolutely stunning. And we had a great time interacting with them. We all took a photo together. And that was a childhood dream come true for the both of us, to be able to meet them, take a picture with them. It was a great experience. So The request for this episode, as I said, could not have come at a better time, because that was just 2 months ago when we met them, almost 2 months ago to the date when we got to meet them. But Too Close for Comfort, like I said, it's a funny show. If you've never seen it before, I think you would like it. We like it. Like, always did a good show in general, but, you know, the two sisters, you know, we can relate to it, you know, two sisters living together. And, you know, there are times when they butted heads. And at one point, Sarah and Jackie in an episode, they got into it about something, and so one of them ordered pizza. And so Jackie took, a slice of pizza and dumped it into Sarah's purse. And Sarah took the same slice of pizza out of her purse, and she rubbed it all over one of Jackie's designs. No, not one of her designs. She hadn't started the fashion line yet, but she took one of Jackie's dresses that she was going to be wearing for a date that night, and she rubbed pizza all over it. So, yeah, it's fun to look at what it's like, that two-sister bond, that two-sister connection. So it's a really funny show. If you've never seen it, I definitely recommend it. And like I said, if you are a fan of it, a longtime fan of it like we are, like I said, you can, you know, get the DVD collection, or you can check it out on Peacock or on Antenna TV. But what fun it was to this episode. For the follower who recommended this episode, thank you so much for this brilliant idea. We loved doing this episode, doing the research for it. And then we got to mention again about how we got to meet them at the Hollywood show. So thank you so much for your suggestion. We loved it. And any other suggestions any of you have, let us know. And we'll definitely do our best to make that happen as well. And thank you for joining us for today's episode of Two Sisters in a TV. And I'm stumbling over my words. I'm tongue-tied right now for some reason. I'm tongue-tied right now. I'm sorry about that. Thank you for joining us for this episode, let's try this again, of Two Sisters and a TV, as we remembered, Too Close for Comfort. We will have a brand new episode next week. Thank you for your support of the podcast. Thank you for those recommendations, the ratings, the reviews, the new followers. Thank you for your time and for being on this podcast journey with us. We thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. We really, really appreciate you. We appreciate you all so much. And we love to tell you that regularly, because people need to verbalize appreciation, love, you know, gratitude. Sometimes we just don't do that enough. And we like to do that here on a regular basis. So thank you so much, all of you. And we will see you all on the next episode.